I'm a little unsteady. Little unsteady. Oh, hold on, hold on to me, 'cause I'm a little unsteady. Little unsteady.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Aqua Casco Hudson. That song was Unsteady by Ex-Ambassadors. Went in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you Censored Fashion. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that the Green County Legislature agreed October 2nd unanimously to spend an additional $1.3 million on a garage next to the $70 million new jail in Coxsackie. In March, the legislature voted 7-4-7 against the garage, with those opposed saying it was redundant and or extravagant. Not so this time around. There was discussion at the Public Safety Committee meeting, but no legislators offered a resolution to reduce or eliminate the garage, thus approving the expenditure. Last October, Greene County Legislator William Lawrence, Republican of Cairo, chairman of the Public Safety Committee, said on average, Greene County residents can expect a 6.73% tax increase next year because of the construction of the jail, not including the garage. The tax increases are similar across the county, with Windham residents seeing the lowest increase of 6.48% and Ashland residents receiving the largest increase of 6.91%. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Matt Hunter reports for Spectrum News that on October 3rd, New York Senator Chuck Schumer and Representatives Paul Tonko and Antonio Delgado announced three bills set to be introduced in Congress to address limousine safety almost a year after 20 people died in a limo crash in Schoharie. The representatives were touting the Safe Limo Act, the Take Unsafe Limos Off the Road Act, and the End the Limo Loophole Act. The October 6, 2018 Schoharie accident took place at the intersection of State Routes 30 and 30A. Schumer, Tonko, and Delgado each commented on the bills.
These bills will slam these loopholes shut, get unsafe vehicles off our streets, and set federal stretch limo safety standards that will help save lives.
Vehicles that served as a death trap should not be allowed on the road. That while we cannot bring people back, we certainly can move forward in a way that reminds us that we're all in this together.
Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that on October 3rd, a New York appellate court blocked New York's ban on flavored vaping products for e-cigarettes. The ban would have gone into effect October 4th, but now the state can't enforce the ban until a broader injunction motion is decided at the trial level. Tony Abound, the executive director of the Vapor Technology Association, the group that, at least for now, won in court, said, and I quote, "The New York State Legislature, instead of enacting a flavor ban, already has decided to address concerns about youth vaping by raising the minimum age for vapor products from 18 to 21 and imposing a major tax increase," end quote. Last month, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a ban of flavored tobacco used in vaping products after several illnesses were linked to vaping. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that for the past decade, people have been leaving the Hudson Valley, and there is no change likely on the horizon. The research and public policy organization Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress studied population trends for Orange, Putnam, Sullivan, Greene, Columbia, and Ulster counties over the past year and predict that local populations will continue to shrink and age. Jonathan Drapkin, president and CEO of the Pattern for Progress, said, and I quote, "There has been a significant shift since the Great Recession," end quote. Only 7 of the 65 school districts in the Hudson Valley counties studied have seen populations rise since 2000. Drapkin said, and I quote, "The increases in population 55 and older will be felt dramatically," end quote. "Immigration may reverse the problem," said Drapkin, and I quote, "At a time when demographics are shifting this way, curtailing immigration may not be the best strategy," end quote. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. The specter of frost has returned. Some places tomorrow may finally break the freezing barrier. Bring in those plants and check or drain the outdoor plumbing. Today dries out after a little bit of precipitation leaves the area. Temperatures occupy the 50s today without much change. Wind will pick up around noon with some 25 mile per hour gusts expected. Overnight temperatures will drop to the upper 30s, and some people, especially at higher elevations, may wake up to a frosty yard. Temperatures will then rebound and reach 60 by 3 p.m. Temperatures are not expected to reach the 30s again next week. Over on the river, high tides will be at 8:05 a.m. and at 8:29 p.m. Low tides will be at 2:11 a.m. and at 2:22 p.m. Water temperature will be 68 degrees. Looking beyond the clouds, we see 3 near-Earth asteroids visited us yesterday. The biggest was 20 meters wide. Most other local space phenomena are dormant. No news is good news. Current solar wind speed is 406 kilometers per second at a relatively dense 17 protons per milliliter. This has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
That was the Clubhouse Radio theme song by Soraya. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of censored fashion. This is Malachi Heath.
This is DJ Titty.
This is DJ WIC.
All views expressed on the Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
Hey, I just went to Benihana and I'm smoking sheets and funnel. You a wannabe who wannabe, I'm only about the commas. See me in the street on any day, I'm really about that drama. And you know I keep the heat on me, ain't talking about the summer. Smoking key lime OG and this car got two seats. When I hop out, it dang, you can smell it on me. Handle that shit myself, I ain't gonna call police. Keep that bitch on a leash or keep that from around me. Yeah, yeah. Walking with an attitude like, what's the problem? I don't hang with DMX, I'm with some rough riders. Gas got me, no, I ain't the pilot. I'm the whole meal, you hanging with a whole biter. I was hustling when niggas was wearing.
Yes, that was Hit That by Rico Nasty, who was a part of multiple New York Fashion Week runways and Afropunk on the first day of New York Fashion Week.
Well, you want to explain to me, you know, what New York Fashion Week is?
Well, I've never been, but I really wanted to go this year, but I was going to, but I didn't get the chance to, but whatever. So basically, it's like Paris Fashion Week, but in New York. I don't know what to say. A lot of people come around and they wear like their highest fashion, whatever they think is like cute or cool, whatever. And some people really go like out there. Like there were some runways that had like people in the nude and whatever. And that was really cool. I think the models are very different in New York, especially for sure. And I think that's basically where fashion starts in New York. Like, cause New York is like a very big melting pot where everybody goes and just does them, I guess. Do them, do you, you know?
Yeah, so, you know, Beyonce, she's pretty big in the fashion industry, music industry, so let's hear a song from her real quick.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Yes, I like that.
Oh, Miss B, I know you came to slay. Don't play with the girl, like cornbread and collard greens. Oh, yes, you best to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag, swag. I see it, I want it.
Formation by Beyonce. She's a really great artist, and on topic of the fashion, right, she's just understood by fashion icons all over the world. I think she is a fashion icon. Anything she wears that I see, in my opinion, looks great on her. She knows what she's doing, and if she has a designer, they know what they're doing. Definitely, they're making sure she's going out, she's looking her best, you know.
She's Beyonce. She has to look her best.
Like, they're just so unique, and it's never the same. It's like
never the
it's
same.
Her own
sure.
thing, their own thing.
And those outfits probably cost billions of dollars.
Yeah, honestly, like I'm guessing they're pretty expensive. You know, we gotta keep her in top shape, right?
Mm-hmm. She actually had this one dress that was made completely out of diamonds. And
really?
And
so, do you know when? Like, what
a
she wore it to?
Months ago, actually, not even that long ago. I have a picture of it on my phone, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's Beyonce for you.
That's definitely Beyonce.
That's Beyonce. Always going out, impressing. She dresses to impress. That's it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what you can say about it. Like, she doesn't play around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really? Rihanna Diamonds Ball. That's crazy.
That's
so
definitely
she wanted to dress up Rihanna's Diamond
a
Ball.
A rich people thing. We would never understand.
She said, I'm going to pop out in diamonds.
At a diamond ball. Duh. That's the only reasonable
What's
thing.
What's a diamond ball without diamonds?
Obviously. You gotta have diamonds at diamond ball. It would make sense.
But yeah, I just got something in my head. I remember Lil Peep. He's now deceased, but I loved his fashion. His music, so let's hear some of that right now.
Mm-hmm.
be a sinner, but we were so alike. And it's unfortunate because it's like, yo, when people die, that's when we, like, you know? Because your remorse kind of makes you check them out.
That was Lil Peep falling down. Like I was saying, he's now deceased. He died from an overdose a few years back. I think three years back. But yeah, his fashion was pretty good. I enjoyed it. His music was good. His fashion, just like, it was his fashion. Like, if you wanted to know who Lil Peep was, you would look at his clothing and you just know everything about him. You know his personality. You know his music shows his personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his tattoos. He had a lot of, don't even get me started on the tattoos.
Yo.
I think they were like pretty much all over his body, and they all stood for something. They weren't just pointless tattoos.
Right.
They all stood for something. They all meant something. They're all like, they were a part of his life. They were a journey from his life, and he needed those memories, you know.
I mean tattoos are a huge piece of fashion, right? Okay. I mean, y'all have to wait until you're 18 to do it. Do you have any desire for that? Any interest in tattoos at all?
Me, not yet. The first tattoo I'll probably get is probably in my 20s, probably in college or after college, because I don't really want something that's going to be a permanent thing on my body, like right now. Like when I turn 18, I don't think I want mm-hmm. that. But who knows, I might change my mind.
I mean, it's definitely a decision to make at that point. What about you, Malachi? Any interest? Nah.
I think I'm going to get a tattoo when I turn 16 with my parents' permission.
Mm-hmm. Do you already have like a plan out of what you want it to look like, or?
I'm probably gonna get a memorial for my aunt and uncle.
Nice.
Yeah.
Heard.
So, speaking of kind of memorials, actually, this is a posthumous release with XXXTentacion and Lil Wayne. Don't Cry, Carter Five.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Take a minute.
Staring into the clouds and rising, but they coming down. I see death around the corner and the U-turn signs looking like a smile. What do I do now? Who gonna find me? How? Nowhere to turn but around and around. Just another that done lost his head. No, a king that forgot his crown. Fountain of you, so if I die young, drain the juice. Bury me in New Orleans, tombstone reads. Don't cry, stay tuned, bring me back to life. Gotta lose a life just to have a life. But if heaven's as good as advertised, I want a triple extension on my afterlife. Lord knows who I'm there for. I give my last breath to air for. Mama tell me to be careful. Voice in my head give me an earful. But I got mind control over mind control. I lost control but knew I'd find control. I let God control what I cannot control. Can't control the tears, let them drop and roll. I don't call it a comeback. It was dark, now the sun back. Hit me hard, but I punched back. The wheels fell off, I rode the hubcap. Is it suicide or is do or die? It's newer days and it's bluer skies. I told myself it's just you and I. Then the breeze came and it blew my mind. Talent is God-given, be grateful. Fame is not a given. Be humble and conceited, self-driven. Drive carefully, stay in your own lane. See buckling, sometimes when there is no music, we toot our own horns. Bump, 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 that woman carried the future and taught you was born like da 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 da.
That was Don't Cry, Lil Wayne, and XXXTentacion here with DJ Malachi and DJ WIC. So we were going to play another song that we were talking about thrift shop. It's a little bit old by Macklemore, right?
Come on now.
Right.
Everyone knows it. It's iconic. Me personally, I don't listen to it a lot, but it's always there. I know it's a song.
I know it's a song.
Some songs I forget about, but I know that's a song.
Definitely unforgettable.
Yeah. If you ask me what their shop is, I'm going to be like, yeah, I know what their shop is. How could you ask that?
Right. And speaking of a thrift shop, y'all are about to go on a field trip, right? To the Free Mart on Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's up in Hunter, right? And so y'all are y'all excited about like being able to look at some stuff? And
yeah.
Alright, here we go.
Here's from thrift shop.
Wait, is this?
What?
Is this really how this song starts? Yeah. Okay. Alright. Let's do some Macklemore.
Sounds good.
Some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a comer. This is awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big. I'm just pumped. I bought some from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so frosty. The people like,
that's a cold honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green draped in a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me. Probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. It was 99 cents. I get copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in bummy and grungy. And I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down? Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, my ace man, my Miller. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hello, I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. The sneakerheads would be like,
ah, he got the Velcro. Whoa. I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comma. This is awesome.
Ow.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comma. This is awesome.
What she know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? Whoa. I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Thank your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt. Cause right now I'm up in her skirt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the I'm not stuck on searching in the section. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock that. The built-in onesie with the socks on them. I hit the party and they stop and they be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant. All that, getting swindled and pimped. All that, getting tricked by a business. That shirt's hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in this club is a hella don't. Peep gang, come take a look through my telescope. Trying to get girls from a brand, man, you hella won't. Then you hella won't.
Goodwill. Poppin' tags.
Yeah. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comma. This is awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes.
Thank you for attending Clubhouse Radio with Malachi.
DJ WIC.
And a shout out to DJ Titty on the track, who had to head out for a little while. That was Thrift Shop by Macklemore. And
that was the first segment.
Yep, and we'll be back after the news. Alright.
I'm hunting, looking for a comma. This is awesome.
Is that your grandma's coat?
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. Voters in New York's 43rd State Senate District could see a rematch next year between the incumbent Republican Daphne Jordan and Democrat Aaron Glad from Brunswick. Jordan won the seat last year by 6 percentage points in the traditionally GOP district. Glatt said on October 4th, when asked about running again, and I quote, "People are calling me and I'm listening, but no decision has been made," end quote. The 2018 race was closer than expected, with Republicans forced to spend more money than usual to hold on to the seat. This time around, the Democrats will likely have more money to throw at the race in 2020, but it is not clear if the Senate Republicans will be able to match them. Campaign spending notwithstanding, any Democratic candidate will have an uphill battle in the district where Donald J. Trump was very popular in 2016. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. Diane Baldwin is reporting for the Columbia paper. A COPEC resident at a recent public meeting expressed concern that she had not received any code red calls of late. Columbia County's Code Red Emergency Notification System, a free service to relay emergency and weather alerts to residents, was rolled out in 2013. County 911 Director Rob Lopez said this week that the Code Red system is definitely operational and was recently used to alert Ghent and Chatham residents about a water main break and boil water order early in September. But Lopez said for the system to work properly, people should make sure their contact information, such as a landline or cell phone number and email address, if preferred, is updated. Lopez said residents receive emergency and general notifications and now have the option to receive severe weather warnings about tornadoes, severe thunderstorms, and flash floods. Columbia County residents can register for Code Red alerts by going to ColumbiaCounty911.com and completing the Community Notification Enrollment Form, or by calling Columbia County 911 at 518-828-1263 or Columbia County Emergency Management at 518-828-1212 for assistance. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Patricia Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan outlined his proposed $342.28 million 2020 county budget October 3rd. Under the proposal, the size of the county government would grow. Spending is projected to increase by 3.9%, but the amount to be raised by property taxes will decrease by 0.25%. Ryan outlined his, and I quote, "a big five," end quote, initiatives for the year: a Green New Deal for the county, tackling the opioid epidemic, growing and diversifying the county's economy, ensuring justice for all county residents, and creating a more responsive and responsible government. The plan calls for the creation of 27 new positions, including 7 new positions in the County Public Defender's Office and 2 new sheriff deputies, converting the part-time positions of Youth Bureau Director and Human Rights Commissioner to full-time, as well as the addition of a Chief Diversity Officer to help recruit candidates for employment with the county. The 2020 budget would also establish a Department of Economic Development. Ryan will use roughly $9 million from the county's $34.5 million fund balance and an anticipated increase in the county's sales tax revenue of about 5%. The legislature will vote on the final 2020 budget on December 4th. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. A new Siena College Research Institute poll found that New Yorkers think the county's political climate is more divided than ever. 65% of respondents believe their fellow Americans are more partisan than ever, while 26% think the divide between liberals and conservatives has stayed the same. Siena College Research Institute Director Don Levy said approximately 1 in 4 state residents defined themselves as centrist on social, economic, health care, and environmental issues. Among those surveyed, 60% believe that Donald Trump has contributed to, and I quote, "unhealthy levels of political partisanship," end quote. New Yorkers, regardless of party affiliation, believe that social media, as well as cable and internet news, also produce negative levels of political partisanship. The poll was conducted between September 3rd and 24th, and you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
I trap into the bloody bottoms is underneath, cause all my got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with a whole team. Now can't answer calls cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, deep, salty. All this designer on my body got me drip, drip. Straight up by the objects, I'm a big trip. If I got a pun, I'ma sip, sip. I run the racks up with my queen like London and Nip. But I got rich on all these, I didn't forget back. I had to go through the struggle, I didn't forget that. I hopped inside of the Maybach and now I can sit back. Deep, know me now, cause I got them big racks. Cause I'm getting money now, I know you heard that. Young on the corner, I had to serve crack. Uncle fronted me some peas, had to get them birds back. We came up on dirty money, I gave it a bird back. Cut off the rain and I gave my bitch a new goof. Either you front of y'all gang or your suit woo. Got a new all in him and that voodoo. And I'm that down, who knew? I put the new 4G's on the G. I trap into the bloody bottoms, it's underneath. Cause I might got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with the whole team. Now I can't answer calls cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, deep, salty. I've been waking up to get the money, whoa, whoa. Got a bad bitch at it, whoa, whoa. Da Vinci to my toes, two twins, I'm f***ing them both. I put in new AP, the water like a boat. I was down bad on me, what you say? I know you turned your back on me just to get some racks. I seen you swerve back, cause I'm in the black bag. New diamonds on me, flash, this ain't Snapchat. Cause I been getting paid. Yellow diamonds on me look like lemonade. Got my baby mama that new Bentayga. Tryna get a dojo like a sensei. Rolls Royce umbrellas when I'm in the rain. I just mind my business. I got brothers that did the time, I ain't kidding. All these rappers just talk about it, I live it. Going up, I ain't got no sky living, yeah, yeah. I trap into the bloody bottoms, it's underneath. Cause I might got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with a whole team. Now can't answer calls cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, deep, salty.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. You were just listening to Ballin' by Roddy Rich and Mustard. So, I'm going to have you go, Lincoln. Yeah. He's new to the show, by the way.
So you mean DJ Pocket?
DJ Pocket? My bad. Didn't mean to give out the government.
So, we're going to be talking about fashion and what it really means and like our opinions on it and how it really affects us. So in my opinion,
and fashion icons,
how you going to interrupt me? But fashion,
it's all good, dog.
To me, it's like you can really wear what you want to wear. Like, it doesn't matter what somebody's opinion is or whether they're going to judge you or not for what you're wearing. But in some form, you have to at least be happy with what you're wearing and not care about other people and what they really think about you, because it's your personality and your world, so you can really do whatever you want and wear whatever you want. So, yeah, Will.
So, basically, my opinion on fashion is if at least, like, wear something, like, decent-ish. Like, I don't want, like, it to be, like, too standardized in a sense to where you're, like, oh, you have to go to school in a suit and a tie, and then change into your gym clothes, which have to be the most expensive Nike shorts and a Nike shirt and a Nike headband and some Nike shoes, like, so you fit in with the crowd. No, you don't have to do that much. Honestly, it's not that hard to just, like, to wear an outfit. I feel like people shouldn't be justified on what they wear. Like, they should be judged on how they carry themselves as a person. So that's how I feel about fashion, honestly.
Soraya, how you feel about fashion? You ain't got nothing? Alright. So, Will, you got anything else to say?
Thugger.
It's at me, by the way, I promise. I'm going.
Okay, my money way longer than a NASCAR race. I told her keep going on the gas brakes. Only here for one night, let me put it on your face. Let a n- only way I go to slay.
Welcome back, and so you were just listening to Westlife John by Young Thug, and so the reason I chose this song was because Young Thug, being like one of the very like few fashion icons that we have today, I feel like he expresses himself through the way he dresses, and that's why most people like honor him, and they see him as like a hero and things like that. Because they have him in, like, some museums and things. They have pictures of him. Maybe, like, I don't know if somebody has a statue. But that was, like, I thought that was kind of creepy. But it was pretty cool for the most part. How people, like, see his fashion sense and, like, in his music. And they take it into, like, some sort of, like, they take it as a message. Which it is, in a sense. So, I guess that's what he wants you to take through the music. And the way he dresses, like, people will be like, normally, like, these days, like, my generation would be like, oh my god, that's gay, or that's this. Because, like, he wore a dress for his album cover, and people were like, yo, Thugger, why'd you wear the dress? And he said it in a song, to hide the stick. And you know.
So, I don't know if this issue comes out in your schools, but in our school, girls, you know, always loved to wear headbands, Nike headbands, blue.
Middle school.
Yeah, middle school. And boys, we asked our principal why we couldn't wear headbands, and he said it was because we don't have any hair to push back.
And we're not female.
Yeah, which I kind of took personally, because either way, whether or not we are a boy or a girl, shouldn't really matter. If a girl can wear a headband, why can't I wear a headband? Like, simple stuff like that. And, you know, Will over here, he asked the principal about do-rags and why they weren't allowed.
Same thing.
Yeah, Will, talk about it.
So basically, I just want to like give like the people in my school that are male like a sense of power, like because they kind of don't get like the opportunity to like wear things that they want to wear or express themselves throughout like their clothing and things like that, because it's very limited, because you can get dress coded, or not many people have like a bunch of clothes to wear, so some people wear the same outfit every day and get judged for it. So, you know, I feel like if people are able to wear things on their head, not just like for like, I know it's a safety violation or whatever the school calls it, or if they want to like dress code you or whatever for what you wear just because of your gender, I feel it's wrong. So basically, I'm just gonna go to a board meeting and talk about it with the school, and they said they'd be able to take it up, but they don't know if like it the rule could get finalized. But you know, I've talked to the superintendent about it, so that's one thing I've been looking forward to.
I mean, to be honest, if it's not covering your face, because the main reason why schools don't really let us wear hoods or hats in school is because they know that it's going to cover our face, so if we do something foul, they're not going to be able to recognize who did it. But a do-rag isn't really going to cover your face. It's more covering your hair, making sure your hair doesn't get messed up so you don't lose those, you know,
and
nice waves.
One other thing is that some of the high schoolers, they can, but we don't. But we don't have like certain privilege that the older kids do, like male high school students can wear Nike headbands. We can't. And you know, that basically they have more privilege than us being younger, we're the adolescents, and so we're supposed to look up to them in a sense. And so, you know, we're basically looked on upon as like we don't know anything because we're the younger generation. So taking away things like that, like taking away like our headbands or even a bandana and that sort, like it's not really like you have to be in a gang to wear a bandana. Maybe you and your friends just wanted to like wear the same bandana or outfit, and all of a sudden you're categorized as being in a gang and get called down to the office because one person spreads a rumor about you. Or, you know, just like the simplest of things can happen when you do that stuff. So I just try to avoid it.
With the lowest 5-year cost to own in its class.
I'm one of the greatest to ever do it. Lowest fair.
Come on, that's my song. Hearts up on my card. I was in the lamb card. Yeah.
That was Sauce It Up by Lil Uzi Vert, from his Love Is Rage 2 album. And we're back on the topic of fashion. And speaking of fashion, two NBA stars named Russell Westbrook and James Harden, they have a very unique style. As I was watching on YouTube, Russell Westbrook had this compilation of very unique clothing lines, and one of them, his outfits, included him walking into the building looking more like a traffic director than an NBA star. And what he made up for it was some nice jeans, you know, some nice like shoes and whatever. And then James Harden came into the building with some yellow and black short shorts with, looked a little weird on him, but it was okay. And he was wearing a black and yellow plaid shirt, which kind of matched his shorts, so it didn't really make him look that bad. But
match, yeah. Game on point, though.
Yeah. So we any more? You think any more basketball stars have any more fashion will?
Kyrie has a good. Kyrie dress is okay.
Yeah, Kyrie has a nice. He has a nice balance routine, too.
Mm-hmm.
His balance routine kind of goes crazy because he leans a whole 5 feet forward, and mm-hmm. it's very hard to do. So
mm-hmm.
that's very difficult for his warm-ups. But,
okay, yeah.
So we have some shout-outs that we should, you know, get to. Would you like to go first?
But first, we're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
If you are 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for a radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m.
And now we shall finish with shout-outs. Big thank you to Waveform and WGXC for making this radio program possible, the Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses and Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program.
I got this one. Also, another shout-out to the Pumpkin Walk on Saturday, October 19th.
Gotta shout-out the school. No, you can't. Yeah. You can't. No. Are your little friends in there?
Oh.
Give a shout out to all the listeners.
And tickets to the Pumpkin Walk in advance are $5 and $6 at the event. If you want to attend, it is at 400 Newman Road in Hudson, New York. And it'll family entertainment is at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Followed at 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. by the popular Pumpkin Walk. And basically, it's taking a stroll through there, and there will be a bunch of jack-o'-lanterns and things on display you can see. Maybe some of our pumpkins will be there, so you can look forward to that. I know we're going, yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Since we're into this Halloween season, and we're talking about fashion, what do you guys think you're going to be for Halloween, Will?
Yeah.
What you think?
I don't know.
You got to think of something.
Yeah, I have an idea what I want to do, but I
want to be Superman or something, you know.
No.
Be a little superhero.
That was back in my day. Back in my day when I was Batman 4 years in a row.
Raya, you got any Halloween costume ideas?
No. I've been trying to do a group one with my friends, but I don't know what I'm going to be.
Okay.
And I might be a rapper. Honestly.
My sister's going to be the baby.
And I might be Ski Mask of some god because I have a bunch of do-rags that I just have in my house.
Is he
my cousin? And my cousin? No. And my cousin's going to probably be XXXTentacion, RIP.
Legend. I want to be a little TJ because everybody keeps on calling me little TJ.
No, you should be a little Tekka.
Okay.
Okay.
Agrees with everything.
I got black, I got white. Okay.
That basically wraps everything up. So
we will see you guys next week on Friday.
Can I shout out my mom?
Shout out to my auntie Kenya and Soraya's mom. And good luck to my aunt on her surgery. Hope she comes out okay.
Love you.
Good luck to everybody struggling in the world.
Good luck to everybody that's in a struggle right now, currently. Don't vape. Have a nice weekend.